There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to look in depth now at one of our big stories this morning, and that is that insurance premiums in the UAE have apparently declined by an average of 8%. It's around 170 dirhams in the first half of this year. Now, this is according to a study from the comparison site insurancemarket.ae. They've joined with the classifieds people, Debizzle, in order to do this research. We are speaking this morning to Avinash Barber, the CEO of insurancemarket.ae.
Hi.
Fantastic. It's great to have you in. Thanks very much for being here. Talk to me about how you did this study.
We looked at all the inquiries we received from the beginning of the year, and we looked at all the premiums we quoted, and we saw a reduction of 8%, like you pointed out.
Now, but when you say you did an average, how many premiums are we actually talking about?
I think it was about 56,000 that we released in our report.
Okay, and the average of 8%, but you were only looking at Ford, Honda, Mitsubishi, Nissan and Toyota, weren't you?
No, so we looked at all of the premiums across the board, and then we released specific reductions that we saw on these five brands, because these are the top five brands that we received inquiries for.
Okay, if we were to look at it as a whole, not just those five brands, what would we be looking at?
Yeah, it would still be around the same 8%.
Okay, and you're putting this down to what?
Well, firstly, you know, there was a mandate released by the regulators, the insurance authority, that allowed insurers to go below the regulation minimum premiums if, you know, based on certain criteria, the main one being no claims discounts. So, you know, there's a minimum threshold for car insurance premiums, which insurers are allowed to go below if drivers can prove that they have a no claims history for a couple of years, up to 5 years. Usually.
It's an interesting timing to find this, because we know that obviously now there's now VAT on cars, which makes the car themselves more expensive as well on, as on everything else you have to do with a car, including repairs. We also know that insurance premiums just, how long ago was it, Malx? Just sort of 1-2 years ago were going up, weren't they?
2 years ago.
Exactly. So how are you taking those price rises into this equation?
Yeah, it has been a bit of a cyclical market for the last 10, 15 years. We've seen insurance premiums largely go down post the kind of 2009-2010. You know, the kind of insurance industry, you know, much welcomed the regulations that, you know, controlled pricing a little bit at the beginning of 2017. Since then, profitabilities of the insurance portfolios for insurers have been going up quite significantly, and really now we just see a more active role by the regulator to kind of balance, you know, the health of the insurance market with, you know, what's best for the consumer and the best prices that they can get for the consumers.
Your study says the decline is being attributed to fewer road accidents and 8% reduction in price. How many fewer road accidents were there last year?
I don't think it's an kind of direct factor. I think we've typically seen road accidents go down over the years. So that's certainly an underlying factor in the, you know, in reducing premiums over the past few years. I don't think that's you know, the key factor that's causing this. But I think as the driving conditions improve, as road accidents continue to go down, that will have a positive impact in prices and prices going down.
Well, having a look at what else your study found, you found that 3/4 of us are going for comprehensive insurance rather than third-party insurance. Did you find how many of us are going for agency-only repairs?
I don't have the statistic at hand, but typically for brand new cars and, you know, for the second year and third year registration, there is a lot of take up of agency repair. I would say the majority of, you know, the first 3 years of cars insurance are going to be on agency repair. So a big chunk of comprehensive policies will therefore be agency repairs. But as we see new car sales go down. You know, in the past, in this year in particular, there have been reports released that show that. I think the take-up of agency repair proportionately would have also been going down.
What's the current thinking in the insurance industry? I mean, if we're seeing a sort of slight reduction in the premium because there are fewer road accidents, if you project forward to a time when everybody's sitting behind the wheel or no wheel of a self-driving car, an autonomous car, theoretically there should be no accidents. So what does the insurance market do then? How do companies make their money?
Sure. I think, you know, looking forward 10, 15, 20 years, or maybe even a little bit sooner, there will be a transformation of the insurance industry. Certainly, like I said, we have been factoring in reducing accidents, and these have been causing prices to go down. So I think, you know, car insurance in particular, in terms of the, you know, structure that it is sold today, will be quite different many years from now. Whether or not accidents stop completely, you know, whether or not, you know, you'd still need coverage for things like theft and, you know, floods and that kind of thing. So I think there will still be some form of insurance that will need to be purchased by car owners. But, you know, the accident component of it would be going down quite drastically. And I think that will certainly be impacting prices.
It's interesting that you say it's going down. I wonder how much people are having to push for those lower premiums. The text that we've had all in this morning, Avinash, and I mean, to be fair, we always get more people complaining than we do saying that everything is lovely. Those tend to be the people who write texts. But we've had a lot of people saying, do you know what, mine hasn't gone down. For some people, it hasn't gone down because of VAT. Other people say, you know, it's gone out of warranty even though I have no claims. I know myself, I qualify for a no claims bonus, but the insurance agency didn't add it in. I had to phone them up and sort of challenge them on it because they hadn't ticked that I had no claims. And once I pointed it off, they magically dropped 400 dirhams off the price that they had quoted me. Do you need to get in there and bargain?
I think, to be honest, yes, a little bit. I think it would help to have a broker who would kind of fight for that cause for you. It is a noisy market. There are a lot of providers, you know, there are 55 insurance companies, I think the last I checked, in the UAE. So, you know, there are all sorts of possibilities. Ultimately, I think it also boils down to what coverage you're looking for, you know, what kind of brand name you're looking to have your car insurance from, and all these sorts of factors. But largely speaking, I think because of the VAT being factored in, I don't think, you know, many would be experiencing a significant reduction on their premiums. It'll be the net effect would be that they've kind of basically stayed the same as last year or gone down a little bit, you know, based on the car's value going down if they're renewing the car insurance.
Right. So the premium may have dropped in value, but once you add on VAT, it's kind of cancelled out.
Right.
Talk to me about the maturity of the market. I notice here that you've looked at who's submitting claims and you've found that most claims are submitted by people either under 30 or over 60, and you've got an age bracket, 51 to 60, who submit the least number of claims. How far away are we from that being a major factor in how much you get charged by your insurance company? I mean, I know in a lot of countries there will be insurance companies who market themselves on the fact that, for example, if you're female and therefore statistically have less road accidents, you will pay less in insurance. But I don't get that same flavour here from insurance companies that I speak to.
Yeah, I think in terms of, you know, the maturity, different insurers are at different stages in terms of their pricing sophistication. You have some of the multinational players that have been pricing dynamically for years now. The factors themselves have been more or less the same up until now. You know, things like age, particularly if you're kind of under the age of 25 or 30, is always a big factor. The type of vehicle makes a big difference. Your no claims history makes a difference. But yeah, certainly I'm looking towards the more mature markets. I think there's a long way to go. There's a lot that can be done in terms of how sophisticated the pricing becomes. And we have seen a change in the last few years to, you know, pick up more information, and do more with it, sort of big data approach. The only challenge there is that, you know, it's really about the consumer and how willing they are to, you know, spend more and more time and share more and more data about themselves, you know, to help the insurance companies to underwrite better. So it's an ongoing challenge, but I think looking long term again, there will be a lot more sophistication in the pricing, and I think there's a need for it and there's room for it.
Will it bring the pricing down, though? I mean, we've been talking a lot about InsurTech on this program. The guys from the DIFC Hive in Accelerator, it's a fintech accelerator predominantly. This year, they're focusing on InsurTech and how technology can basically cut costs in the insurance industry. Do you expect to see those costs in the short term being passed on to companies and to individuals?
I mean, in the short term, we've seen most of the insurance companies have their portfolios, you know, at very thin margin. In car insurance in particular, I think in the last year or so, you know, we have seen insurers finding themselves to be profitable, which wasn't always the case, believe it or not, when it came to motor insurance. But these margins have, you know, largely speaking, been quite thin. You know, so in terms of short term, I don't think there's too much room for the average premiums to go down. But once pricing becomes more sophisticated, the better risks, the better drivers end up, you know, receiving better terms. So, you know, that's an opportunity and that's an incentive for the overall quality of driving to improve. As far as InsurTech is concerned, of course, you know, there's a lot that can be done in terms of risk management, in terms of pricing, in terms of distribution, which of course is encouraged, and I think we'll be looking forward to some disruptive innovation going forward, but I don't think it's a short-term factor.
Avinash Barber is the CEO of InsuranceMarket.ae. Thank you very much for joining us on the line this morning.
Likewise, thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.